23 minutes past 6, we wrap up the day's top business news, now focusing on South Africa's most loved and hated banks. Absa scored the lowest, while Capitec continues to gain popularity. Brands IMD Melanie Melherb joins us on the line for this discussion. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
A tricky study to conduct. Talk us through the details finding.
So we looked at the past year's conversation on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, online news, blogs, all those types of things. Listened to about 550,000 authors over this year, and then found the net sentiment towards each of the top banks in South Africa. And we do that by a mix of algorithms and human beings verifying the sentiment, and then also verifying the topics. You know, what are people talking about? What are they happy with, and what are they unhappy with? So that's kind of the methodology we followed.
So what?
Yeah, and as you said, Capitec with the highest net sentiment, loosely based on the fact that they've got very low bank charges. People love that about them. They love the ease of use of their platforms and products. And along with FNB, they seem to be a very innovative bank. And then on the flip side, obviously, as you mentioned, Absa. In general, the banking industry is quite a negative one. But yeah, I think Absa was hit quite hard in the past year with the public protectors ruling on the bank corp bailout, and a lot of people feeling that they should pay the money back. And in general, operational issues, like waiting for credit cards to be delivered, paying for your credit card, and standing in queues at branches.
Are there banks that are lingering in the middle? We've only mentioned Absa and Capitec. Where does it leave the others who are named as the top five, the likes of FNB, Standard Bank, Nedbank? Where are they in terms of sentiment?
Well, Nedbank's sitting second for the second time since we've done the study. And then FNB and Standard Bank following that. So as you say, they're quite in the middle, quite close to each other with the sentiment there. Capitec standing out for the third year in a row, though.
The biggest contributing factor to the worst performers, what would that be? Would that be a customer experience or just a regulation which does not necessarily directly affect the consumer?
Well, it's both. I think in the case of Capitec, it was very much customer service, customer issues coming to the fore, customers praising the bank quite a bit. And on the actual side, unfortunately, as I said, regulatory things came into play this year for them. So it's definitely a mix. But at the end of the day, it's still the consumer's opinion and still the way they feel about, being a customer of that bank.
Interesting. The performers who gained the most. Talk to us about how critical the pricing element of banks plays a role there.
Well, as I said, across the bank, all the banks, most of the topics discussed were discussed negatively, pricing definitely being one of those. But very interestingly, Capitec actually came out as positive. Out of all the banks, their pricing was discussed as people loving it being so low.
Has there been any reaction from the banks on the study?
I believe they've all been asked for comments when we published it on Sunday in newspapers. I know they're definitely all listening to social media and paying attention to it, so I'm sure they're on top of it.
Thank you so much for your time, Brands IMD Melanie Melherb, talking us through a report on South Africa's most loved and hated banks.